All righty, good morning. 6:34, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. We're going to talk more Super Bowl, the ads that honestly no one's really talking about. There's a couple good ones, but...
I didn't really see any ads last night because the girls were yapping during the whole... You'd think they'd shut up around the commercials, but no.
They ain't always talking. I was talking the whole time. They were quiet during the halftime show when Adam Levine took his shirt off. But that was it.
You know?
That was it.
You know?
Adam Levine shows both nipples, and it's fine. All right?
Did you hear me last night? I let it be known right off the bat. It was like first quarter. Something happened. Wife's behind me. She had a little booze in her at that point. We did a little pre-gaming. You were next to me, weren't you? Turn around. She's asked me something. I don't know. I'm watching the game.
You did. And I think that's fair.
Dude, they did shut up after a while.
Yeah.
When they started eating. They're shoving their face with food.
Hey, I said, for most people, unless it's their team, people watch the Super Bowl for the pure aesthetics of it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When she's on the couch watching her Lifetime, am I behind her?
You should be.
You know, she would turn around and shut the hell up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Why is the Super Bowl any different? It's not.
Yeah,
it's actually more important.
Because it's the Patriots and no one cares, that's why.
Okay.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
You're just as bad as she is.
That's boring.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk girl stuff. I want to talk about Adam Levine's ripped abs.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah, you and Rodgers can discuss it. I'll be over there with Brady in the winner's circle.
MVP. MVP, yeah. Baby. Bring Me the Horizon have scored their first number one album in the UK with Amo. Very nice. Nicely done, guys. Hell Yeah teased their new album with a clip of some music on Instagram.
Hell Yeah.
It's their final effort with late drummer Vinnie Paul. People were wondering, like, well, how are we going to do what's... Vinnie actually tracked all of the drums. Mm-hmm. Everything was done. So you will be hearing all Vinnie just... start to finish on every track, nothing filler, no one stepping in, all Vinny, which is pretty cool that they were able to get all that done before he passed. Like a Storm has released a video for the single Complicated Stitches and Scars as well. Lastly, Corley Taylor teamed up with Hollywood effects veteran to create the new masks that Slipknot will wear on tour this year. I'm excited to see them. Every time they release new masks, it's always cool. Taylor tells the Let There Be Talk podcast that he's been collaborating with Tom Savini, who's done work on Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and Friday the 13th. Taylor says, quote, "He is the godfather to me. Got to hang out with him, got to talk with him, met him through a friend who actually works with him, and the three of us were kind of developing the new mask together, so I'm kind of excited about it," which he should be. Taylor, who teased the mask in an Instagram post last month, adds, quote, "It's really bare bones right now because it has to do with what I'm going to do underneath it as well. So I just gave a quick little sample, and people were like, what the heck? I love it. It blew up so quick." So I don't know exactly when they're going to release it. I don't know if they'll do it first day of tour or if they'll have something else. But either way, Slipknot.
It's going to be badass.
I like the other ones they did. It was pretty cool. He had that, you know, kind of.
They always kind of stay as the same character, right? They just kind of adjust the mask a little bit.
They morph a little bit, yeah. I mean, there's obviously been some changes, especially when you look at the first stuff. But either way, we're going to see some new Slipknot masks very soon, which is pretty cool. As soon as we find out what they are, we'll make sure we post them. That's your rock news. We'll be back.